Our scripture lesson is recorded in Isaiah chapter 53, beginning at verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death. Because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, I'm the black sheep of the family. That is the theme of a classic country song by John Anderson, who laments, "Big brother, little sister, little brother and sister too, none of them turned out half bad, except me. I'm the black sheep of the family." Is there a member of your family who's a black sheep? A member of the family who's regarded as a disgrace to them? Straying from what the family considers proper or the desirable course in life? Are you the black sheep of your family, always going your own way instead of meeting your family's expectations? Whether or not you consider yourself the black sheep of the family, Isaiah in our text makes it clear that each of us is a stray sheep. How fitting that on this Ash Wednesday, a day of repentance, a day in which many will be marked on their forehead with ashes, a visual reminder of our sin and its consequences, that our text gives us the sobering assessment of our condition. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Does that sound like an accurate description? Just look around in our society today. Look at our own community. Look at our own lives. We have to confess that we at times, in various respects, are like ancient Israel in the time of the judges. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Here in America, we value individualism, freedom, and pluralism, even to the point of autonomy and anarchy, instead of emphasizing our common values, our mutual dependence on each other, and the universal and absolute standards of right and wrong according to God's law. We prize our right to go our own way. And as a result, in some ways, we are like a flock of stray sheep without a shepherd. We scatter and pursue our own agendas. Instead of sticking together as one flock under one shepherd who follow his voice, we disperse over the hills as we each seek greener pastures for ourselves. Judged according to God's law, each of us is a stray sheep. Each of us must confess, all we like sheep have gone astray. We may find ourselves wandering around in life, pursuing one carnal pleasure after another. Like sheep up to their bellies in mud, we have strayed from God and are deeply mired in sin, evil thoughts, hatred, lust, greed, gossip, jealousy. Instead of following Christ, our good shepherd, each of us are heading our own direction like sheep without a shepherd. But the good shepherd has always been there. But we have been heedless to his guidance. As stray sheep, we leave ourselves unprotected and unguided, likely to fall prey to predators, become injured or stranded from pasture. We stray sheep might consider ourselves rugged individualists, doing what is best for ourselves to attain freedom, but we are headed for destruction. We may find ourselves stranded on the edge of a cliff, or may even fall prey to the hungry wolf. Yet we are not alone in being stray sheep. Jesus Christ, too, was a stray sheep, though in a very different sense from us. Jesus did not conform to the expectations of his contemporaries. The people of his time had certain ideas of how the Messiah was supposed to act and what the King of the Jews was supposed to accomplish. Jesus paid no attention to human traditions and expectations. Instead, he chose to follow the will of his Father, and he did so without ever straying from it in any way. Jesus chose a path in life in which no one had ever trod. In his incarnation, the shepherd became one of us, a sheep. Taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Many of Jesus' contemporaries considered him a stray sheep, a friend of sinners, a blasphemer, a nonconformist who deserved to be crucified. But Jesus was, in reality, the sinless, unblemished, perfect Lamb of God. God the Son became one of us, a stray sheep, in order to sacrifice himself for our salvation. Whoever heard of a shepherd who humbled himself to become a sheep destined for slaughter? Yet that is what Jesus did. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. The good shepherd became the sacrificial lamb, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. In John 10, Jesus describes himself as the good shepherd who gives his life for the sheep. In this flock, he protects us from all harm and guards and keeps us from all danger. He richly and daily forgives us and all believers all our sins. He nurtures our faith by his holy word and supper. He sends out pastors, which means shepherds, to feed and tend his sheep through the means of grace, to seek the straying, to protect the flock from false teachings of ravenous wolves. Jesus, the good shepherd, laid down his life for us sheep, called each of us by name in holy baptism, and leads us back to the pasture of his word and sacrament, back into the fold of his church. As a result, Isaiah describes in an earlier chapter, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. That is the kind of sheep we are now in God's eyes. We are no longer the black sheep of the family, blemished, stained sheep, the kind God in the Old Testament declared unacceptable to be brought into the temple. Rather, our wool has been washed so that it gleams white as snow. God deems us to be like the Lamb of God himself, Jesus, the sinless, unblemished, perfect Lamb of God. We are scrubbed spotless by him, cleansed by his blood, adorned with his righteousness. Only the Lamb can make us white as snow. We may have wandered around in life. We may have been like sheep going astray, but now have returned to the shepherd and overseer of our souls. Jesus has called us into the fold of his salvation. Our good shepherd calls us by name and leads us through life toward heaven's pasture. We recognize and respond to his voice. He leads us on the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He restores our souls. We were stray sheep, and now we have purpose and direction in our lives as we follow the Lamb once slain. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed the devices and desires of our hearts. We have offended against your holy law. We have done those things which we should not have done, and we have not done those things which we should have done. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Spare us and restore us according to the promises you have declared to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. For his sake, grant that we may live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of your holy name. Amen. And the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.